Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It's the Tyler Glenn Show.
Coming up on the show today, the Coldplay Kiss Cam cheating scandal is now a video game. We'll give it a whirl this morning. A video game? What is that? How does that work? I'm not seeing any more memes, by the way. Kind of dried up immediately following the event, right? Oh, God, it's still everywhere. It's crazy. Also, Superman is still tops at the box office. He is the Superman and continues to rake in the big dollars. In fact, when we look at the top five movies from the box office this past weekend, like all of them are remakes. That doesn't matter. People are liking it. The top 20 tourist traps in the U.S., we'll touch on that this morning. Also, I'm getting a lot of questions, a lot of DMs over the weekend about the $250 visa integrity fee that the Americans have put in place. Basically, you have to pay to visit America now if you're not Canadian. There are a few exemptions. And so there is a lot of concern about this. It's a $250 fee that has to be paid. If you are a Canadian citizen with a Canadian passport, I want to say off the hop, you don't have to worry about this. But there's a lot of panic, obviously, with the people like to travel. And there's some people that would like to, you know, go to Vegas or, I don't know, hit the U.S. Gulf Coast or go to the Big Apple or something, and they don't need another fee tacked onto it. But I'll tell you, it is not happy days for some other countries where that fee has been getting tacked on. Anyway, we'll talk a bit about that. And last week, it was the Gen Z stare. More Gen Z. I guess this is where we're at. It's kind of quiet, middle of summer, picking on Gen Z. Apparently, Gen Z, two little bits to talk about today. Apparently, they're spying on each other willingly, knowingly, ably, the spying generation, Gen Z. And they're killing off traditional polite phrases like, excuse me. And they're trading them for other phrases. We'll talk a bit about that this morning. You know, when I did my brisket on the weekend, oh my God, we had these beautiful tray buns from Kuiper's Family Bakery. I know, I'm always ranting and raving about their delicious hot dog and hamburger buns, but I'll tell you, the tray buns, when you're doing pulled pork or a beautiful beef brisket to make some sandwiches after as you're having a nice five-star, oh my God, it was such a beautiful thing. You gotta have the right breads, and that's why Kuiper's Family Bakery is Brandon's Bakery. From garlic toast to buns, everything from hamburger and hot dog buns to cheese buns, pizza rolls, sausage rolls, and more. Visit Kuiper's Family Bakery this summer for all your baked treat needs. 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner, beside Tasty's. Now, we've only got about a week and a half left of the Helping Hands Soup Kitchen 50-50 draw. EPLA office proudly supporting this and really driving this thing. It is about the $4,000 mark, and it only goes until the end of July, hoping to raise some funds to put a new roof on our soup kitchen. And if you could help, that would be great. Helping Hands of Brandon is the name of the organization. And it's quite easy to find if you're on Facebook. And so is EPLA office if you're looking for a lawyer for your real estate transactions, corporate law, or planning a will or an estate. See EPLA office at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC. The perfect place to get something comfortable for your living room, rec room, or your cottage. Comfortably Canadian since 1909. They've got the summer comfort sale on right now, which is an opportunity to save some big dollars on select sofas, like 50% off select clearance sofas and 50% off select clearance mattresses. It's a limited time sale. And again, other than the taxes and fees, don't pay anything until 2027 with 0% interest and no monthly payments. Plus, free local delivery. For all the details, including the latest flyer, you've got to see the flyers online. Very easy to pull up at leons.ca. Superman still tops at the box office. It took him $57 million on the weekend. Sunseekers have seen it, said it is phenomenal. It's well worth the watch. And actually, at $57 million, it is double what the number two movie took in this past weekend, which is Jurassic World Rebirth. Followed by I Know What You Did Last Summer. That's the new Jennifer Love Hewitt movie. Then Smurfs, which opened on Friday, came in at number four. Followed by F1, the movie, at $9.6 million. What a spread. MJ says, went to Smurfs yesterday. And so good, good, worth seeing. Superman is worth the watch. MJ says it was a good one. It's definitely not for the entire family, more for the little kids. But hey, there is some live stuff in it, though, MJ says. Okay. We're also excited for the Gabby's Dollhouse movie that is coming out in September. I am excited for Friday. Adam Sandler is back. Happy Gilmore 2. It's on Netflix. The hockey sticks are ready. The golf clubs are ready. It's going to be awesome. That's what I'm looking forward to. I'll be parked in front of my TV. I love it. Adam Sandler signed a deal with Netflix years ago now to create content exclusively for their platform, and he's done a pretty good job. Kerry says the key to watching the Smurfs is drink alcohol. What's a good Smurfs drinking game? Take a sip when someone says Smurf is a verb. Let's Smurf this. Oh, God, you get hammered. Take a sip when Papa Smurf gives wise advice. When Smurfette flips her hair. When Gargamel yells or trips. Or when Azrael growls or hisses. MJ says, my kids had no alcohol. No, but it could make it fun for you. It could make it fun for you. Take two sips when a Smurf uses a gadget or invention. When Brainy Smurf gets ignored or kicked out. When Jokey Smurf's gift explodes. A Smurf turns a different color. And take two sips when Gargamel's plan fails again. And take three sips. Three. When a new Smurf appears, there's a magical number. The word magic is even used. Or a spell goes wrong. So most of your drinking, I think, is going to come when Smurf is being used as a verb. Wouldn't the world be a much better place if we were using profanities replaced with Smurf? Ah, for Smurf's sakes! I've had just about enough of that couple at the Coldplay concert. What a couple of Smurfs they are. Why don't they just go and Smurf off? No, I'm just kidding. No, 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 no. Oh, what? Smurfette? What is going on? What is happening here? If you're looking for a new car and you're considering an EV, then you're best to start your little journey where everyone's getting their EVs now. They are the number one EV brand in Canada, General Motors is, and Westman's number one EV dealership is, of course, our friends at Murray GM. Tax incentives, special finance rates, helping to make it fit your budget. They are the best. So it's where your journey will stop and likely end. Murray GM and Brandon, Westman's number one EV dealership at 1500 Richmond Avenue. Coming up this Friday, because it's the last Friday of the month, is Customer Appreciation Day at Headley's Health Hut. That means you're going to have all kinds of deals available. There's going to be all kinds of samples happening. Westman's number one choice for vitamins, supplements, herbs, and more. 20% off Health First supplements, 10% off beauty products, essential oils, diffusers. There's draws that happen throughout the day. And again, all kinds of free samples. That's coming up on Friday. Customer Appreciation Day at Headley's Health at 1314 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And at the Elkhorn Resort and Clarso Nordic Spa, that special fundraising breakfast is getting closer and closer in support of the Make-A-Wish Foundation on July the 28th. That is 1 week from today, okay? 1 week from today, Make-A-Wish Canada breakfast fundraiser at the Elkhorn. The magic of Evan Morgan. 25 years of performance magic. The kids will love this, and of course all the great treats you can put on your pancakes too for just $15. And it's a great fundraiser. Proceeds going to Make-A-Wish Canada at the Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa. Chocked full of amazing activities all summer long. ElkhornResort.mb.ca. National Junk Food Day. It is a day to simply come clean and say, I love junk food. I know you're not supposed to have it. That's why it's junk. It usually has very little nutritional value, usually high in fat, usually high in sodium, or there's high sugar content. Today, we say it's all guilt-free. We're going to show some love for the junk food. The junk food, it is that crutch that we can lean on for instant joy in a bag, instant joy at the end of a spoon, if it's a big dollop of ice cream. Mary says, best junk food is popcorn with lots of butter, and then she mixes in Hershey's milk chocolate bars. Sounds like a bit of a mess to me. What is the junk food you know it's bad for you, but you love it anyway? You just love it. Nick says, damn near every junk food in the world is a favorite to him. Pat likes licorice. Gummy candies, Twizzlers, and nibs. And so does your dentist. Your dentist loves these things and loves when you eat them too. Yay, dentists. Cindy says, chips get me every time. I think if the world got rid of chips, if the world got rid of chips, I would have to go with the chips. I will see you all later. Farewell. Potato chips and I are running away. And I'm not a huge potato guy. I'm not big on baked potato. French fries are okay. But I get it. Potato chips kind of just, they do it. I mean, especially ketchup. Because I'm not much of a dipper. That's a polite way to dip your chips in the dip. I'm a scooper. I'm a dad. What the hell? Tyler, why do you got to do that every time we have this kind of dipper? Because that's what happens. I am 52 years old, and for the last 30 years, I have had members of my family explain to me what it is to dip a chip in dip. I know how to dip. That's for babies. I don't want a little bit of dip on my chip. I want to take a bite, and I want that cool, creamy goodness all over my mouth. Nom, 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 with that ripple. Oh, yeah. Chips and dip. Chips and dip. Zumba Bernice is another one with chips. So we should just talk about our love for chips. Chips of all kinds of variety. And why chips and dip are so amazing. Chips and dip. Tracy, too. I like salty chips and the McDonald's French fries. I bet you chips is at number one. The top five selling junk food items in Canada. Ruffles all dressed in ketchup chips at number five. Doritos nacho cheese at number four. Not the chips, but the cheese. Breyers ice cream products comes in at number three. The Cadbury Dairy Milk Bar comes in at two. And at number one, it is Lay's potato chips. Classic salt and vinegar, barbecue, and of course, ketchup. The Kiss Cam is ruined because of those two. You know the two I'm talking about. It's everywhere in your feed. Here's the video game, the Coldplay video game. And so I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do here. I think I'm supposed to find a couple. Oh, there they are. I found a couple. Is that... So when I was playing it earlier today, you're supposed to like move the camera. You can move the camera over. This is coldplaycanoodlers.com. And you can I'm gonna turn this music off so I can talk, but you can scout the crowd. Oh, there's some girls. There's some girls cheering there. And it didn't take long for people to make t-shirts, to make coffee mugs, create websites. I believe there's a major motion picture coming out about these two documentaries. Coldplay now has issued a warning to everybody who's at their show before they turn the Kiss Cam on. Now, how do I win at this game again? I have to find the couple and I can't. Literally, I'm scrolling everywhere. What am I supposed to do here? This doesn't seem like a very enticing game, does it? It doesn't seem. Where is the crowd? Okay. Anyway. Molly says she's just listening. She could hear that we were playing the video game. I played a video game. Molly, you're proud of me? I got the high score. Since she can't see, I can lie to her. It's okay. The U.S. government has added a $250 visa integrity fee for foreign visitors. I took, about half a dozen DMs over the weekend. People in a bit of a panic asking, what the hell does this mean? Does this affect me? And if you are a Canadian-born citizen, if you're a Canadian citizen, you don't have to really worry about this. But it does affect Canadian residents, Canadian permanent residents even, because they are not citizens yet. Look at this. They're going to have to pay the $250. So there is some impact to people living in Canada, which I think caused concern on the weekend, because when this headline hit, people went into panic. You know, we got lots of people that go to like the state fair. They'll visit our friends at the Sky Dancer. They'll just do a day trip to have some fun, or an overnight or weekend trip. And they're like, what? So a $200 weekend's going to cost me $500 now because of the stupid fee? How does this work? So basically, if you're from other countries other than Canada and you need a visitor visa to travel to the United States, and there is a lot of countries where you do need a B visa. Now in Canada, Canadian citizens are issued what's called a paperless B visa. It's kind of a courtesy visa, which is why you don't have it in your wallet, why you don't get it stamped, why you can't see it. But when they admit you into the United States, every single Canadian citizen is admitted under what's called a B visa. But because we have a special agreement with the United States, we don't need any paperwork associated with that. Other countries do. To get that B visa processed, they have to pay $250. folks involved with tourism in the United States are absolutely livid with this. They're already impacted, not just by Canadians that have decided not to vacation down there, but people around the world. Vegas, I talked to a guy yesterday, said Vegas is quickly turning into a ghost town. Now, there's still people there, but crowds are down double digits. And they're really noticing it now, and it's not because of the hot weather. The UK, Japan, and Germany. But again, they're for citizens only and not permanent residents. There is a difference. I guess the bottom line is what you need to know is that for Canadian citizens, this has no effect. I have a friend who's from China, actually. She has been in the country. Her kids play hockey. She's been in the country for over a decade. And she's a Chinese citizen. I didn't really know this until recently. She's like, I have a Chinese passport. I'm like, immediately I thought, oh my God. I'm like, do you travel to the States? She goes, oh, all the time for hockey. I'm like, what's that like? And she says, pretty complicated. Yeah, they bring everybody in and ask a bunch of questions. And with a Chinese passport? Yikes. So someone like that, I feel bad. My friend from China is going to have to pay the $250.
Ever wondered if that UFO sighting was a secret government project?
Not because they didn't go to the moon, but because they seen something on the moon they weren't supposed to.
Or if ancient civilizations really had alien architects.
Like, so Roswell, obviously they think they recovered crafts and beings.
On Theorist Theorizing, wild speculation meets seasoned storytelling.
How they dug 2 kilometers below these pyramids and created all the structures that we're now finding.
Join the theorists as they dive into UFOs, cryptids, government cover-ups, true crime, and the weirdest theories the internet and humanity has to offer.
Giza and the pyramids itself being an energy source, you know?
It's not a lecture. It's a roundtable of curiosity, comedy, and what if.
Maybe they got tipped off by these U-boats that fled to Argentina, that there was something there.
Theorist Theorizing. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.
On my Facebook page this week, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to see Little John at Skydancer Casino. Little John is coming to the Skydancer. It is the second of the outdoor concerts that are happening at the Skydancer. $75. That'll set you back about $100 Canadian. You can get them at SkydancerCasino.com, also at the Players Club, or you can win them for free this week with the Tyler Glenn Show. Your chance to win tickets. Little John, look for the post later today. I'll give you an opportunity to win those tickets. As we ready for the upcoming school year, Sunrise wants to remind you that there's just 2 weeks left to sign up for a Sunrise Credit Union student product package. And if you do, you could win the tech prize package. Complete one of 3 steps and you're automatically entered to win. If you want more than one entry, complete all 3 for your best chance to win the $2,000 tech package of Apple products. You could A, open a Prudent Student account, B, sign up for a Calabria credit card, or C, open a student line of credit with our friends at Sunrise Credit Union, sunrisecu.mb.ca. And with Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here with $50,000 to be won. They've got their contest running for summer, too. It's called the Find Your Summer Sweepstakes. Every $50 you spend at co-op gas bars, food stores, or home centers get you one entry to win big. Now, you upload your receipt online to enter. Bonus entries can come with hidden codes in store, emails. If you've got the app like some of our Sunseekers do, your chance to get more entries. And, of course, you can not only win the $50,000, but you could get free groceries or gas for a year. Heritage, Pembina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, Neepawa, Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op. A report this morning says Gen Z is killing off polite phrases. Gen Z. So they're staring off into the distance. This is those young folks right now. 51% of Gen Z feel too awkward to ask someone to repeat themselves. So you really need to ask Gen Z if they understand what's going on, because half of them, they won't understand but won't say anything. 51%. All it takes is a pardon me or I'm sorry, I don't understand. Half of them won't even say that. 81% admit they frequently pretend to understand what's being said when background noise makes it difficult to hear. The study also revealed that across all age groups, 74% of adults struggle to hear conversations in busy places like restaurants and bars. However, the top 10 phrases Gen Z use instead of pardon me are as follows, and one of them is Canadian. 39% say pardon, but sorry is the number one. Sorry. For Gen Z, that is their pardon me. That is their, what you talking about, Willis? That is, I didn't hear it. What did you have to say? What is still in there? Huh? H-U-H. Huh? We need you to complete this report. Have it done by next Monday. In trouble. Huh? 22% still say, excuse me. So all is not lost. 1 in 5. 18% say, come again. Oh, I hate that one. Come again? Come again where? Like, what are you talking about? Come over again? Come again? Say that again? That's not a question. That's an order. Say that again. I didn't hear you at 14%. Beg your pardon at 14%. And Canada's favorite, I didn't hear you question. Eh? So sorry is being replaced. Killing off traditional polite phrases like excuse me. And that's not all. Gen Z is spying on each other simply because they are sharing their location on their phone. Think about that for a second. It seems like something pretty benign, something pretty basic. Imagine your social media circle knowing where you are at any time of the day or night. Why is that information valuable? Now, I'll preface this by saying, as a parent, if you have a teenager and you want to know that they got to work okay, or they're traveling somewhere for the first time and you want to keep tabs on them, or even if you have a spouse traveling, or there's some kind of special occasion that requires monitoring, I'm all for it. It's not like I'm totally against monitoring friends or family members in special situations where that's available. You could use the technology to your advantage. But some people, especially Gen Zs, leave their tracking on all the time.
I'm Gen Z, and I share my location with my friends on my phone 24/7.
Why?
I don't remember exactly when I started doing it, but at some point, I began sharing my location with all my friends on Apple's Find My app. Today, 25 people can see where I am. According to a 2025 survey, 65% of Gen Z adults use location sharing, and 16% of them share location with 5 or more people. Whether a helpful tool or a loathsome invasion of privacy, concert to planning study dates easier. But constant knowledge of your friends' where also creates ample opportunities for tense social politics. In my sophomore year of college, I remember discovering through Find My that my roommate had gone to the dining hall to eat dinner with my 2 other best friends without me, twice. I cried about it when I called my mom. I spoke to Julie Albright, a digital sociologist and lecturer at the University of Southern California, and she said that the pervading popularity of location sharing among teens and 20-somethings has the ability to impact real-world relationships and actions. We're always under surveillance, and we know that that knowledge of being watched changes our behaviors, she said. But to Albright, it isn't surprising that location sharing has become such a phenomenon, because humans are hardwired to be social with one another. Location sharing is just another way to do that. I can't say for sure my life is better because I know where my friends are at all times. I frankly struggle to remember what it was like before I did. But I can say I've been grateful many times to have it, to find my friends at crowded events, or for them to find me when I doze off waiting.
Yeah, now, and again, I like when they frame it in a way that makes sense to me. If you're at a concert, that's a good one. That's a good example. You know, her friends went to lunch without her, and you're watching this. It adds a level of stress that's not needed. Those friends should have had privacy. My friends need to go hang out with other people, and I need to be okay with that. I think having it on all the time is kind of dumb. As a Gen Zer in that report, she doesn't fully understand why she's got hers on, other than, you know, remembering that for concerts, it's a good idea. Yeah, but for the rest of life, it's a bad idea. And you know that it doesn't matter who the friend is or what the circumstances are, it's only a matter of time before the question is going to come up. And the question is going to be, how come you were at location X? What were you doing over there? And I don't think I'd be ready for that question. Not that I have anything to hide or go anyplace weird. I just don't want people knowing where I am all the time. And maybe that's just me. Well, what are you doing stalking me at 10 o'clock in the morning? I happened to be there for a birthday gift. It was my sister's birthday, and I was buying her some champagne. I'm going to see her for lunch that day. Amazing drinks they've got for summertime, including the Oreo double stuffed ice cap, probably the drink of the summer. So, but I mean, it's Oreo. Of course it's going to be popular. So is the Supreme Stack Sandwich. Beef and bacon stacked high, served out of the oven with seasoned steak, double smoked bacon, caramelized onions, cheddar, mozzarella, and Monterey cheeses, creamy peppercorn sauce served on a potato bun, Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba in Brandon, Verdun, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, getting you on the road and on your summer road trip, making sure those fluids are all topped up and ready to go. And they make a donation to the Bear Clan, Helping Hands, and Samaritan House every time you're in there. 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. So again, for the perfect oil change or car service, see Murray Certified Service Express. And for any kind of hail damage, yeah, Fargo residents, I bet you they're looking for someone that can repair cars quick and easy like it didn't happen. There'll be quite a few write-offs, I'm thinking, in Fargo. But if we get hail close to home, you're going to want to remember the name Auto Fashion. From minor dents to a full showroom shine, detailing, hail repair, and more. AutoFashion.ca. Folks are traveling. Sunseekers are out doing fun stuff. It is summertime, and I hope you have a great summer day today. We'll do this again tomorrow. We'll have more food, fun places, and the mayhem of life on a Taste of Tuesday, something fun to taste tomorrow with our friends at Co-ops of Westman. And in the meantime, thank you so much for starting your week with me. I really appreciate it. It was great to see you. We'll see you hopefully again tomorrow at 7. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks for listening. For more on the food, fun, places, and mayhem we talked about on today's show, visit TylerGlennShow.com.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at Shopify.com/RedCircle, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/RedCircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/RedCircle.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.